Okay, Sif Dalid. We started learning Sif Dalid last week. I mentioned then that the halacha of Sif Dalid is relatively simple, and the lumdis is very difficult. So, let's just learn the halacha one more time, and the lumdis. Sif Dalid said, in Regila Lirais, Behanetzachama, if her teva was to see at sunrise, well, like Kimlan Shapir, Ikaidim Anetzachama Yachram. If it's before the nates or after the nates, Eina Asura Elabiyim. We put the Veses into the later time. So there were two chidushim here. First of all, the side chidush is that the teva of a woman to see depends on the sun. Day starts from Alois HaShachar. Yet, when it comes to the Veset of an Isha, we say it depends on the nates, and presumably on the Shkia as well. So that if she sees after Alois HaShachar, before nates, could be her husband is davening Shachris already. But for her Veset, we're saying that it's considered night. So that is a Chiddush, which everybody is medayik from here. Nevertheless, it's a tremendous Chiddush. The Chavetz Chaim writes on this, he says, "Af shebechol davar tolei b'yom b'layla, hashvina on yom me'ashas amayd hashachar." Even though anything that depends on night and day, we go by alois. Nevertheless, kan hashvina oisa layla dimrosa kaidam eitzachama af shuachar alois ena surak b'layla. Efshuri kimlu lechazal din yves tolei b'hilachachama. A very strange thing. For the next month, now we mark down on the calendar night if she saw after alois before nates. The Chavetz Chaim writes on this that Sidri Tara writes on this idea. He says that that's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, he says, who davar tumua shalom mitzino shum zeichem b'zeh b'shum sefer. He says, where does this come from? There's no Gemara that says women depend on the sun. Adarabba kol ha'poskim sasmu because of sha'ino hu yayim ha'ino laila. So therefore, it's a very difficult chiddush, difficult in the sense that it doesn't have a clear makar. Now, that's why I mentioned last week that if a woman sees between alois and nates, it's really a person should be machmir for both. Darcha Shulchan Paschal is this way, that you should be machmir for both because this is a chiddush that it doesn't have a clear source, and the source is the Shulchan Aruch, which is good enough for most of us. But the Achrayim wonder where it comes from, and therefore, if a woman sees between alois and nates, it's a time that a person has to be chayshish for both. Now, that's not the main point of this sif. The main point of the sif is if you don't know if it's the earlier ayin or the later, we throw it into the later one. So now let's talk about the svara, why it should be this way. Why, if you don't know if it's earlier or later, you put it later. As I mentioned, that anybody who learned in the yeshiva world knows that there's a cheskes haguf, and we say it came later. There's a cheskes haguf, and you say a change happened, it happened later. What's puzzling is that the Shach and Taz do not say this reason. Let's learn the reason quoted in the Shach Yud Gimel. In Asura B'yan, Kivin Devestis Midrabanan, Havalei Safa Drabanan Lekula. They tell Chlifer Shalab B'yan, Shuvade B'mei Nidasa. He says it's a case of Safa Drabanan Lekula. That's the Shach, that's the Lashon of the Rosh, from where this halacha comes. That it's because of Safik Drabanan Lekula. I mentioned to you last week, at the end of the shir, that this shach is, which is a rush, is problematic for one of the rules. We have a rule in Safik Rabbanu Lekula as follows. I mentioned to you the case last week from Parak Arvei Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara says that you only need Heseba at the Seder by two kaisis. You only have to lean by two kaisis at the Seder. Which two? So the Gemara says, some say the first two, some say the last two. So what do? So we're machmir on all four. We do a seba on all four. Why don't we say, Safa Drabana Lekula, Frech Duran? leaning by Arba Kaisis is certainly a Darabanan, even the whole Arba Kaisis is a Darabanan. So since it's a Safik, if you need a Seba by the first two, Safik need a Seba by the second two, we should say Safik Darabanan Lakula, and you should be part of a Seba. And for Duran, his klal, Duran's klal, that you don't say Safik Darabanan Lakula when a contradiction will be the result. The result of saying that the first two kaisis you don't have to do a seva because of Rabbanu Lakula, second two kaisis you don't have to do a seva because of Rabbanu Lakula, it comes out you're not doing a seva by any of them, so that you're certainly doing what's wrong, you're certainly doing the wrong thing. So Safed Rabbanu Lakula, we don't say when it's a stira one to the other. This is the rule of the Ran in Perek Arvei Pesach.
We say that so
bright
that you would have to drink
that you're not going to. You have to drink all of it. That's right. That's a psak halacha.
Yeah.
The Ran repeats it in Masechtas Megillah. When now Shloshim Yom Kaidim Tu Bishvat is a simcha. You know why? Shloshim Yom Kaidim Purim. That's the main simcha. So that's in the hapachu of eating all these strange fruits that nobody likes all year. I know you eat it only then. But anyway, the Ran there says that a Safik book of Chaimah Mimeis Yeshua Benun. You have a city, it's a Safik. You don't know if you lay Megillah Yudalar at Tezvav. Why don't you say Safik de Rabbanan Lakula? You don't have to lay on Yudalar. Safik de Rabbanan Lakula, you don't have to lay on Tezvav. So there the Ran repeats this rule that if you're going to say Safik de Rabbanan Lakula on both of them, you end up not laying the Megillah at all. And therefore, you don't say Safik de Rabbanan Lakula. Now there it's a little different. We don't say lane both. If Shlomo Melech is the kasha or the ran, according to what he said, Behaseba, you should have to lane by both. So he said he doesn't answer. He's just like Shver, but the teretz probably is you go baser right. If you have to pick one, you go baser the right. That's a separate shayla. If you travel, I'm not talking about travel. I'm talking about a city that's book Suffolk book of Chaima, and that's there are other shaylas. I don't need to get into the other shayla. Although the halach is within 30 days of a yomtiv, if someone asks a shayla to get the yomtiv, you have to answer that first. But okay, so at any rate, this is the Ran's rule, and they find the mocker for the Ran's rule in a Gemara in the first parak of Pesachim, Daf Tes Amud Beis, which is a halacha in the Yeridaya. There's a halacha that if you have a piece of kosher meat and a piece of treifa meat, and you have a pot of kosher food and a pot of treifa food, and one fell into one, you don't know which one fell into which one. So the Gemara says, if it's a Safed Rabbanan, toilin akilkul bimakulkul. You say the treif fell into the treif, the kosher fell into the kosher. We're makel. We say, it's a Rabbanan. So you makel that the non-kosher fell into the non-kosher, the kosher fell into the kosher. The kasha is, if I have one piece of kosher meat, one piece of treif meat, even I have two kosher pots, why don't I say even two pots are both kosher? One fell into one fell into another. Why don't I also say Safed Rabbanan Lakula? Each pot I should say Safed Rabbanan Lakula. Why do I need one is kosher, one is treif? So that is brought as a source, a possible source for the Ran, that you don't say if you have two pots of kosher food and Isidrona fell into one, you can't say this one's kosher, Safed Rabbanan Lakula. This one's kosher, Safed Rabbanan Lakula. It's a sasvi adadi. Yeah, by shnei shvil and by tuma, it's true. But the itzkas halacha meshem sinai, and even then, on the same person, we don't paskin both. Only separately are two people. Chabitrei because it's a bittel. The Torah is megala bittel. There's nasa keheter, but that's even by deraisa min haTorah. Because that's a chiddush of bittel. That's not Safed Rabbanan Lakula. In Safed Rabbanan Lakula, you don't say it by when it's a stira. That's the Ran's rule. What? We still don't, because in the rule of Safed Rabbanan Lakula, even separately, we don't say. By Shnei Shvilin, we say it separately. That's what you're thinking of. Shnei Shvilin is not on Safed Rabbanan Lakula. Salacha Mishim Sinai, that's Safed Tom Vishos Rabban Tar, so we say such a thing. But Safed Rabbanan Lakula, when it's a stira, the Ran says we don't say such a rule.
But what would happen, for example, if the first person is the best, and then said, no, I want it, you know,
Bez is not going to be mekel even on the first pot. It's interesting, then, if the second pot was nafal liyam, then the halach is you only left with one pot, then Bez then will pass it. See, I want to be tell it not kilkum and makolkum. If they both exist, we're not going to pass it. At any rate, this is the Ron's rule, and that seems to, it seems to be a major problem with this sif. Then in this sif, we find Savdar Bar Lakula that seems to be a stira. We don't know if she saw by day or saw by night. So we're saying Lakula. Savdar Bar Lakula, we say she saw at the later time. L'chaira, each one, we're talking now, marking a calendar. You mark the calendar either the earlier day or the later day. Of course, it's better for me to mark the later day, because that way I'm with the earlier day, and the later day she may see by then. But Lamaisa, it's Savdar Bar Lakula on the earlier day, it's Savdar Bar Lakula on the later day. According to the Ram, we shouldn't say Savdar Bar Lakula. It seems to be a problem. It's not a Vada, because we're not talking whether she's in need of this month. We're talking about marking the calendar for next month, which Aina is Aser. Shah says it is a second reason. What you're talking about, he says, Ezra Rabban Lakula, Rosh, Ratzalaymer, come again. I mean, he says Ratzalaymer, it seems to be an explanation. Maybe you're right. Maybe the Ratzalaymer is an explanation. Let's hold off for a minute. Here's a Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is a Chelek Gimel of Beis Halevi, the first Simon, the first Tshuva, Ois Tes, on this Ran. And the Beis Halevi there says a klal, because of other kashas, that the Ran does not apply to what he calls be'akroi. When something happens, be'akroi, when something happens incidentally, that something happened, you say it's Rabbanu Lakula, it's a stira both ways. The Ran didn't say his rule that you don't say either suffered Rabbanu Lakula. The Ran's rule is where you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah legamri. The Ran said it by Haseba. If you're not going to do a seba here, not do it here, you're mevatel a mitzvah legamri. The Ran said it by Kriyas HaMegillah, the Yarei Safik Mukaf El Chaim Yemes Yeshua Bin Nun. Those cities are going to be mevatel legamri the halacha of Mikra Megillah. They're going to be mevatel the mitzvah totally. And however, when something comes up be'akroi, then you don't say this promise of Darbana Lakula that Sasri Hadadi. When you have an incident that came across once, and it's not said it's going to happen every month, so then we could say Safa Darbana Lakula, we could be Makel. The rule you don't say Darbana Lakula of the Ran is only in a case where it's going to be Mevatla Mitzvah Lagabri. Beis Halevi said there's a Taisvis in Be'ah Daf Yudalid that holds differently, but La Halacha, we say. So we only don't say Zohar Balakura, it's Mevatel Agami. Now, I should add, which maybe you want to ask, is that this doesn't stim with the Raya I mentioned from Sachem Daftes, where things fell into a pot, that's Bakroi. And I don't know, Beis Halevi doesn't address it, he's going to have to find some other answer for Daftes. But in the Ran itself, he says this idea, that it's only when you're going to be Mevatel Mitzvah Agami, not Bakroi. So at least the halacha that we pass like Tehran, we have a possible terrace. I'm just hunting around for a terrace on this kasha. We said it's about Lakula for the later time. The reason is the next month comes around, and we don't know is she going to see on whatever her vestet is she going to see night or day? So I have a choice. I could ask a night. I could ask a day. Now, you might say, what's the difference? It's the Issa of one Aina. But it is a difference. Because odds are she's going to see. So a man would rather be mutter to her in the earlier time. The later time, she's probably going to see, because she either sees a night or by day. The later time, you're going to make it mutter, it's likely she'll see by then. So the kula is to make a mutter earlier before the vessel is going to come. So that's the kula here in Sif Dalet. Right. Before or after?
Before or after. Both of these are after the Shabbat.
Right.
And that's already there, according to.
The Mechaber here is going with the Shita that a woman's Veset and marking the calendar go by sunrise. When you ask in the night, you ask until sunrise. No, because the Gabi Nida, there's no, the day doesn't depend on Alois. The Gabi Nida, the Mechaber hold, day depends on dates.
Good. But when we have a subject as far as that is concerned, still within
what's the difference? What does that have to do with this? I'm not following. Tilchus Nida depends on Nate. So what's the difference if it's a Lois Lagabi Tefillin and Lulav?
Not that she has
suffered
whether she saw before or
after
the
Shabbat.
Suffered
4 nights after nights.
Here, it's almost whether she saw at the beginning of the
Ona
or the middle of the
Ona. No. The Ona ends at nights and starts at nights. I'm not following. I have to explain to you what you mean later, okay? I'm sorry. Okay, at any rate, this bothered me with the Cheskes HaGuf. However, I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, it bothered me that nobody says this because of Cheskes HaGuf. It seems to be a reason. The Aruch HaShulchan, he brings Bezeh HaLoshu with no apologies. He brings this halacha in Megillah B'nei Tzachar of Leikim L'Shapi Yikayim Nei Tzachar Mayakrav Ein Asura V'Ela B'Yayim. This is HaLoshu. Savi Rabbanu L'Kula De Azlina Basa Cheskes HaGuf. That's what he says. Savi Rabbanu L'Kula because we go Basa Cheskes HaGuf. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Chazaka is that it came later. What does he mean? I'm guessing. The Savidar Rav Lakula could go this way, could go that way, our Kasha. So he's explaining. Savidar Rav Lakula, Cheskes HaGuf says later. If it's a Deraisa, Lachari Yos also go with Cheskes HaGuf. I'm not clear. But at least that's what he says. Now, as far as Chazaka Su'ilishtanois, it's true, there's an Arichus on the question of Chazaka Su'ilishtanois, but we paskin by Misa, which is also Chazaka Su'ilishtanois, we paskin, we have a suffix if someone died earlier or later, we go Baska Cheskes Chai, and we say that the person died later. Even though, let's say, to be Kaveh Yartzai, to Kaveh later, because of Cheskes Chai. So it seems that by Chazaka Su'ilishtanois, that we go with the...
On a monthly basis, you'll go earlier or later, whatever.
The Mechaber is talking about a kavua.
By Misa, you don't have any proof, so you only have one thing to go with.
Maybe it's because of Chazaka Su'ilishtanois and nobody else says it. It could be.
I mean,
anyway, what?
What's our subject here? That she had the hargasha, she didn't know what time it was.
It was we don't know the time.
She missed her hargasha.
Well, we assume it was hargasha with the flow, and we don't know. She never watched. She wakes up in the morning and is dam. So we put the dam with the latest man, even though it's obvious it came a while ago. We don't know how much about further back.
Because had she not felt exactly, then maybe she missed it. And therefore,
we go later.
Started a little earlier.
Normally, we go by the Cheskes HaGuf and say the Shina started later. Right. Anyway, the halach of Sifdalit is sure. I'm just talking about the lumdis of it. The din is a din that's the plusman de pali. That you go according to the later time when you're mesupik to mark the calendar. That there are two questions. One is if it's neser alois, so that has to be machran both. That's the main halach. The halach of Sifdalit is if you're not sure if it was the earlier time or the later time, you go bus at a later time, whatever it might be, before alois, after neis, whatever it is. Okay, we move on to Sifhei. Yeah, the Pisrei Tshuva brings out should be the same subject by Shkia, the same thing. Pisrei Tshuva Yud mentioned in Shkia Atzeis Chevei Alois Adeis. Okay, Sifhei and Sivav appear to be a stira, one with the other. Sifhei and Sivav seem to contradict one the other. Just as a P.S. In Sif Dali, we're not sure if you saw by day or by night, or by night or by day, and you put it on the later one, the Shach points out that we're machra on the Oina Beinanis on the Arzarua anyway. We're machra on the Arzarua anyway. So when you put the later time, you're still going to Asar Zerua is Asar the other one. That's what the Shach points out. We're going to come back to the Shach Yudalid. There's a connection to Shach Tezvav, which we're going
to
come to soon.
If you went to the earlier one, you'd have to go one more.
Yeah, if you went to the earlier one, you have to go one more back. Yeah, but at least in the main Shaila, yeah, you have you're covered for both. And then there's a rub, just a chumra. See, you're not covered.
There's no nakam. They both be considered Rabbanan times, right?
A sivhei and vav at first glance seem to be a stira one to the other. The Shach, the Taz, the Taras Hashlamim, Datsi Levina, everyone is busy with what appears to be a contradiction. The topic that we're going to discuss is the idea that it's also a rush, that when we come to mark a calendar, we always mark Tchilas Riyasa. A woman could bleed for a week, she could bleed for many days. The calendar is marked by when she gets her period. When the period comes, Tchilas Riyasa goes on the calendar. We all know that. We're taught that there's Aleph Beis and these halachis. And let's throw Siv Vav first, because Siv Vav is the one which seems simple. Invest Nimshach Beis a Gimel Yamim. If she bleeds for two or three days, she shefas a mizalefes. Eina tzricha lifrei shala eina harishayni shala vest. We mark on the calendar the first ayna, the first 12 hours that she saw. So, of a period began Sunday by day, we mark Sunday by day, we count the required number of days. She's aser, she doesn't see, the next night she's mutter. Even though a month ago she bled for a number of days in a row. Nevertheless, when it comes time to mark a calendar, we mark only the beginning. So that's easy, that's involved. And that's something that we're familiar with. But look in Sivhei. Sivhei, Imregila lirates Riyah mikaydem en etzacham ad achar etzacham. If a woman sees, she always starts at night, and it goes into the following day. Asura b'layla ubiyayim kishir ad nimshach bai. So the ayna that we ask her is the night when it started, and the day, not the whole day. But as long as she kept on bleeding, the day, if you bled a whole day, it would be the whole day. So, in Siv Hei and Siv Vav, two Sifim, one next to the other, very strange. We say we asked her when she started to see, and Kishir HaNimshach Bay, and the Shir that it's Nimshach, Pella. It seems to be a clear a contradiction between one and the other.
So,
you see, even up to one day would be shver. Okay.
Vav says two or three.
Why is that a contradiction? No, because it's Vav, we only ain't sarch aina rishayna shavas. There it says you only need the first aina. It doesn't say the first two ainas. It says only one aina in Siv Vav. In Siv Hei, it says you need two ainas.
Rabbi doesn't see anymore.
Could Siv Hei be talking about its one flow, which means that's the. So let's see Shach Tezayin. Shach Tez. Both ask the question. Let's see what they say. Shach Tezayin. Loidami l'sifhei. So Sivam l'sifhei, don't compare them. D'tzichu l'fei b'yam k'shir nim shafai. D'hosam roya riyah merubah m'sefer neitzachama ad toich hayayin. There she sees one riyah merubah m'seif ha-neitzachama. That should be m'kaidim ha-neitzachama ad toich hayayin. It should be corrected in the new ones. Ad toich hayayin. What? Scholars, okay. It's corrected? What does it say? Mikaidim, it's so good to have these things corrected. Mikaidim and Eitzachama Atechayai. Avokan, Eina Ria Achas. Ella Haria Sharaya Berishaina Tfilas Aveset. Choma Sharaya Achakach Domim Yisei Rudi Taisaba Kekosavavach. How do you understand those words? The way I understand them. In our sif, it's one long flow. Is that the way you understand the words?
Yeah.
It's one shefas from before nates till after nates. So it's one big shefas. So therefore, she's chayshish for both. They're both the vessel. And sivav is not one long flow. Even the language, even though the language of shivav is shefas and mizalefes, the language of sivav seems to be a straight flow, Beza Gimel Yamin, but you have later, the Nekudas HaKesef, Simukov Tzadik, on Taz Hei, says, Ein derech nashim liya shefas days with Gimel Yamin. A woman doesn't bleed a constant flow for a couple of days. So therefore, we have to say, in order to answer the question, we have to say that Siv Vav is Lav Dafka, when it says Shefasim is Alephes, and therefore we're going to say this Chilik. The Chilik is that if it's one long flow from one day into the other, then you chayshish for every, you chayshish for both days. If it's not one long flow, so you go bus at Chilas Riyah. So that seems to be the... How do you know if it's one long flow? I guess you got to ask the women. The man's not going to know. How does a woman know? The truth is, the women today don't start bleeding with a long flow. Occasionally, our women who suddenly have long flows. Most women who have the way it normally goes is that they start staining, they start bleeding, and then it becomes a flow. Nevertheless, there are women who have, for various reasons, have sudden spurts of flows of dam, especially when they get a little older, and that would be the difference. So we're safe. Well, our hanhaga is you put the beginning of the Riyah on the calendar, that's fine. The exception is if a woman has one straight flow from beginning to end, so then it goes both go on the calendar. You're also for 5 days. We're talking about the calendar. To also for next month. For next month, you only ask her the day she started to see the calendar. You count the days, and that's the one day that's
awesome. Doesn't have to be so long.
One straight flow.
If next is 7 o'clock, okay. She saw from 2 minutes before the 2 minute table.
And she noticed it exactly with the stopwatch. Yeah, yeah, okay.
She's a Yankee.
What? Double and Tyson. That's what we're saying.
What's the difference?
Why should it be different? The question is, why should it be different? One long flow, separate flows.
It's all part of the initial
schala. It's all our schala. You have to know, we're Rishayim who held that, later in Kuf Pei Test, there Rishayim who hold that the whole Riyah should go on the calendar. And we pass it to Rosh, Tchilas Riyasa. So I guess, well, Tai Chi Tchilas Riyasa is just the very beginning of Ariyah. And Shifas. You're really right. This answers the Stira. It answers the Stira. Svara, it's still a very big Kiddush. As opposed to what? That what? You mean if it's a longer flow? Yeah. Well, he was saying that's just 1 into 1 as opposed to 1 into 2 or 3 or 4. Could be. It's a little hard to say. It's a little hard to just shuts up the way Chazal set it up. And 1 is 1 and 1 is 2 or 3. Maybe you're saying a chumrah that if every woman should have to keep 2, according to you. Every woman sees whatever she sees and the next one. According to what you're saying, she should always have to keep both. All right. Sure, he's not sure what he said.
You have to go into 2 different to make it 2 items.
She starts in the afternoon. Oh, you mean according to what they're saying, even if you saw at night, you stopped, the next day you see middle of the day, according to what you're saying, should go on the calendar. So he's saying, it's not the Mashmais or Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, from before night to after day, it sounds taka like one, like one shefa.
Does it mean 1 month she sees continuously from before night to after day? Or does it mean that every month she knows?
All right, so I mentioned last week, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch constantly talks about an Isha's Kavua, because that was the Derech. So he says, "Im regila lirais because of the days achar days." It's true. Whatever the Bechabas says about regila, we say about ain't a regila, and that's why we talk because we're not kavua. But Bechabas talking about kavua.
Maybe he means that she always sees at the same time within a 5 minute interval. Which
you say gedub shat. What do you gain by the Shulchan Aruch says regila lirais may kaidem anetz ad achar anetz. Monthly. Monthly, she sees from before the night to after the night.
She knows
what to expect. It's not correct, because that's a Trumas Hadesh that we're going to have later. And that's even if she sees over 3 days, always within one of the 3 days, that wouldn't be this halacha. That's a Trumas Hadesh that we're going to learn separately, what you're saying. And that's certainly... Yep. Yeah.
Okay, what? What's wrong?
I was just saying that maybe it's the practical case. The regular layer is because of the next comma. To say the fourth mantra from during the afternoon all the way through to the next verse is not practical.
Except it's the Pasha Samachaber and Sivav. So we have to say. And we have to say. You know what it is? You're saying possible to Rutzim. It's a stira. The Shach brings a Bach who says a Teretz. Then he brings a Prisha, which is Kroivim Devarim Elu Le'elu. Look at the Prisha at the end of Teshat Ezayin. He brought the Bach, which is what we're talking about. The Prisha calls it Davka Le'el, the Hemshechu Dava Mu'it, Svaroloim Edgamu Mitztarev. Beshenkik Shu Basic Yom. That's what you're saying. Is that what you're saying? It's a small amount. We put it all as a Tchaschola. 2 or 3 days, we don't put it as a Haschola. Okay, it's Kroivim Devarim Elu Le'Devarim Elu. There's a Chavis Das here. I'm going to learn the Pesach Tshuva in a minute, but it won't make any sense. Pesach Tshuva brings a Chavis Das. It will not make sense unless I give you a Hagdama of a nice Kasha that the Chavis Das brings from a Ramban. You know that we are Machmir nowadays on Damnida and Damziva. We don't make a difference in Damnida, Damziva. On the first week we started, I explained that the Yud Aleph Yom Shabbain Nida l'nida, the 11 days where if a woman bleeds, it's called dam zava, it's not called dam nida. There's no din of 7 days. And then there's dam nida. So when machmir, that we don't differentiate, we always need shivinakiyim, we don't know any difference in dam nida, dam ziva, period. In fact, the chavis das, I have a problem. A woman bleeds for 2 days. Shefas, not shefas, what's the difference? We'll see if there's a difference. But she bleeds Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even 4 days, 5 days. So what we do is we, on the calendar, we mark Tchilas Riyasa, and the rest of the Riyas we don't mark on the calendar, because they're a hemshuch of her original Riyah. Frek Dechaviz Das, Shem de Ramban, it's Ramban's Kasha. Why aren't we chayshish that the first few days was Dam Ziva? Maybe day 4 was the first day of Dam Nida. There's, you know, if Yom Shabbat Nida L'Nida, there are certain days where if she bleeds, it doesn't go on the calendar. It's Dam Ziva. Ziva doesn't go on the calendar. Only Dam Nida. So maybe the first 3 days were Dam Ziva, and day 4 is the beginning of Dam Nida. So day 4 should go on the calendar. And that should go on the calendar, yeah. It would be Dam Ziva. Well, no, okay, that's true. But all right, if she sees once, Dam Ziva is only Yom Echad. So the next day, if she bleeds, maybe one day, maybe the first day was Dam Ziva, and the second day was Dam Nida. That's okay. So that's his kasha. What? Why did she see the prior month? Whatever she saw, however you like it, whatever she saw previous month, and even if you knew. You say probability. Okay, the question is, why was Saima straight out? So let's take a look now at Pesachei Tshuva Yud Beis. Right. I mentioned to you that the Rambam has a different cheshbon for the Yud Aleph Yom. Right, that's the kind of the Yud Aleph Yom. Right, depends on which cheshbon you go. Now let's see in Pesachei Tshuva Yud Beis, he brings the Chavis Das. Here you have to halt cup. You always have to out cup, but here it's a little complicated. Harishayna, I am Berheita, Lefize. Now listen to this. Isha Sharasa Beis Pa'amim Beresh Chaydish, V'nim Shech V'yasa Ad Beis Gimel Chaydish. So twice she started bleeding on Resh Chaydish and bled for 2 or 3 days. U'Bapama Gimel Rasa Beresh Chaydish. The third time she didn't bleed on Resh Chaydish. Rak Be'Beis Gimel Chaydish. She only bled on the second or third of the Chaydish. So now what's the Shaila? She's not kavua for Rosh Chodesh. She only saw twice Rosh Chodesh. Loi kava vesta. Lebeiz oi gimel l'chodesh. Does lean on tamid basa tchilas riyasa. We have our rule. You go by the beginning of the riyah. She saw Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. Next month she saw beiz. She's not kavua. Because we go by tchilas riyasa. Uve beiz pama rishayna hoi yibra Rosh Chodesh. Alright, that's easy. Ayin chavaz da'as. Shekosa did divrei ha-mechaber kan dafke b'shefas. He learns that the Mechaber is talking in Sif Vav. Davka, when she's flowing straight. So when it's a straight flow, Vade Riachasi, we don't say it's partly Ziva, partly Nida, it's one straight flow. But like the women do today, that they have their mafsik, they bleed and stop, bleed and stop. She should have to be chayshish that any one of the 3 days might be tchilas riyasa. V'chein benidin hanal, kavol avest lebeza gimel, v'chayshinan ulai riyas yayim beza gimel, hu ikar. We should say, the last 2 months she saw Rish Chaydesh, Beis, and Gimel. The third month she saw Beis, or she saw Gimel, whichever one it was. We should have, now we have Raglaim Ladavar, that she's Kavua for Beis. And that the previous month that was Tchila Sriyasa. Omna Zedavka Bekai Gamash Yom Shin Tchila Sriyasa Loi Hukfu. I'm only going to be Machmed this if she had no Kfias for Rish Chaydesh. Avalim Hukfu, Kagai Shorasa Gimel Pamim Rish Chaydesh, and Nishra Beis, and Gimel Chaydesh. Then then we're not going to be machmir, because we assume that erich bismaneba. Once she's kavua, we assume that's a kviyus. And we yad shavra in a rishayin muteris up if I sekus. Chenk shariyah shabatech nidasa loy hukfu adayin and a chesheshes loy. Well, our women who are not kavua at all, so we're not chayshish that the other days was even this was nida. But loy loy debein with me menayin shamaitu. So the chavis das limits his chumra that maybe it's yemei ziva yemei nida. He limits his chumrah in a case where there's a raya to say that there's something suspicious. She saw twice Rish Chaydesh flowing into Beis and Gimel, or you know, Pesekas and bleeding again Beis and Gimel. The third month she bled. I started on Beis. So since most women are kavua, at least were kavua, so therefore we assume that the first two riyas were riyas of Beis, and the riyah of Rish Chaydesh was a riyah of Adam Ziva. This is the chumrah of the Chavis Das. That's an Egeh Lamaisa. But the point is, he does learn into the Shulchan Aruch and Sivav that Shefas is literal. Shefas means she's bleeding straight 2 or 3 days, but not the way that we explained it.
The calendar has nothing to do with it. Maybe the first 2 months were Mole and the second was Husser, and that's why it came out late. It's exactly the same day.
Maybe the first two.
2 months was Mole.
It's interesting there because there are two types of kviyas haveset. There's yom haflaga, there's yom haChaydesh. The rule is when you can attribute something to yom haChaydesh or yom haflaga or even yom haShvua, the rule is that you attribute it to the one that's more shchiach. It says later in the Chavis Das, if you have a woman, this is the case that comes up sometimes. A woman sees on a Wednesday, let's say 4 weeks later on a Wednesday, it's the 29th day. 4 weeks later on a Wednesday. So now she saw 3 straight Wednesdays, the same number of weeks, 4 weeks apart. So she's kavua to see on Wednesdays. But she only saw 2 intervals of 29 days. Right? Wednesday to Wednesday to Wednesday. It's 3 Wednesdays, but only 2 intervals. So that's called a vest hashavua. She's kavua for the day of the week. Now, next month, the 4th month, she sees again the 4th Wednesday. So now we don't know. What do we attribute it to? Do we say she sees every 4th Wednesday? Or do we say she sees every 29th day? My nafkamina. Well, this month it's not a nafkamina. Because 4 weeks later, Wednesday, 29th day is the same. But we know if a woman is kavua, and she breaks her kavias once, let's say instead of seeing Wednesday, she sees the 4th week, Tuesday. So she still has to be chayshish for kavias. What's her kavias? She saw on the Tuesday. If you say she sees every 29 days, so now she'd be chayshish 4 weeks later Tuesday. If you say she sees every 4th Wednesday, she have to be chayshish for 4 weeks later Wednesday. Confusing? Yeah. No, so why do you attribute? We say she has a kfiyas. What's the kfiyas? So the Chavis Das says a rule. Whatever we find in Chazal is the more common kavua, that's the one that we attribute.
Common
in the world. And since haflaga is the most common kviyas, interval of days is the most common, because it seems that way, that's what we talk about most of the time, stoma. So therefore we say it's the haflaga and not a vesta shavua. In your case, if it's Rish Chaydesh, and Beis, and it's exactly the same number of days, you're right. In other words, if the Rish Chaydesh worked out, that first Rish Chaydesh, second Rish Chaydesh, to Beis HaChaydesh was the same aflaga, then we see it won't happen. We see Rish Chaydesh, let's say it was the 30th day, 31st day. The first Rish Chaydesh was Malay. Rish Chaydesh to Rish Chaydesh, 31st day. Next month, Beis Chaydesh, 31st day.
Second month was also Malay.
Wait, she saw Rish Chaydesh, Nisan. There's only one interval to the second Rish Chaydesh.
Right.
And then one interval to Beis HaChaydesh. Intervals take an extra month to be kaveya. So you saw Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Beis. So there's no kaviyas. So why do we, there's no aflog, there's only two aflogas. Chavis Das says, if Rosh Chodesh flowed into Beis, if Rosh Chodesh bled into Beis, Rosh Chodesh bled into Beis, so now we'll kaveya for Beis. It's true. If these were both the same interval of 31 days, and next month it'll be 31 days again, so we'll attribute it to the afloga, like you're saying. But in the third month, when you have three Yom HaChodesh, it's only two intervals, so you don't have a kviyas.
Are we chayshish?
Are we chayshish? Our women are not kavua. I had once in, you know, I'm a rav in the yeshiva. In yeshiva, you get nida shaylus more than in the veld. And, you know, young people are first learning it. In all my whole experience, I had once a woman who was kavua. And she didn't punksi Rosh Chodesh obeys. She was a real kavua. So to say we paskin is very, very difficult because it doesn't happen.
No, but if somebody is kavua, the kavua only has to be three times. Well, 4 months.
Interval is four three months, but Yom HaChodesh is 3 months.
So I'm saying, so, we, so after 3 months...
Of course, you're chashash at the Chavis Das. Okay, Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin is the halacha of a woman who's either pregnant or nursing. So we have here two halachas and one sif. Imigia vesta bimei ibura mishahuka obra. We'll take it one at a time. We have a woman who's expecting and a woman who's nursing. Now the halacha here says on both that a woman who is either expecting or nursing is not pirish for the calendar day. She has a reprieve. She gets off for the pregnancy, you don't have to chayshish for the calendar, and she gets off for the period she's nursing. We'll deal with one at a time. First, imigia vesta bimei ibura, mishahukar ubra. What is mishahukar ubra? That means when she's showing, when you can tell that she's expecting. So what does that mean? When could you tell she's expecting? Depends who you are. So the shachet taz yud says, ayin simukur peites shir hukar ubra. He says, why in a second? Shir Hoka Ubra there says 3 months. I'll explain that shortly. Vatam Sha'oz ain't dumb in Mitsuyim Bi'isha. You ask me why? A woman who's expecting doesn't typically bleed. Can be baby nikta. When she's nursing, she doesn't typically bleed. Afilu Meisavlad. Now I'll explain Afilu Meisavlad momentarily when we discuss the Dinamei Nekes. But Muberes is Mishahuka Ubra. That means the Shulchan Aruch is saying, the first 3 months of her pregnancy, or the first month, you don't know she's pregnant yet, but the first 3 months of her pregnancy, she's not a Mesulekes Dami. You still have to keep a calendar for the first 3 months. You have to keep the Yom HaChodesh 3 months. However, after 3 months, then the din of Mu'uberes begins. That's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, here and in Simukur Peites.
They don't know. Maybe 3 months, like today when you have a test right away, they know she's pregnant. Maybe then they wouldn't know for the first time.
You didn't know when the Masa Shaila. Nobody would apply the Shulchan Aruch. Tell him as someone who does know. I'll tell you. Ramesha has a tshuva. One of his more famous tshuvas. It was Mepi Hashmua for many years. It was printed in a number of Svarim, including Rabbi Eider's Hilchas Nida. And then in Yeridei Gimel, they printed it Biksav. It's tshuva Nun Beis. Ramesha holds, in Lomdis, he holds the following rule. There's a concept in the Shtana HaTeva that certain things change. The nature of human beings change, especially the nature of women, has changed. They used to be kavua, and today they're not kavua. It used to be that they had a period the first 3 months of pregnancy, and today women don't get their period from the moment they're pregnant. The hormonal cycle that causes the bleeding just doesn't happen. So today, the Teva of women is that they do not get the regular cycle when they're pregnant. And therefore, Moshe writes that bisman hazeh, a woman, as soon as she knows she's pregnant, does not have to be chayshish for a calendar, and even in the first 3 months. She takes a test, she knows she's pregnant, or she's nauseous, she knows she's pregnant. So she does not have to be chayshish for the calendar. And that's the way we're noyig. Certainly in America, I don't know how it's all, but in America, Asur Deramaisha, it's nobody even heard that has a Havamina differently. We are makel the first 3 months of pregnancy that we don't keep a calendar for her pregnancy. There are those who argue with Rav Maisha based on this argument that we find Nishtana Hateva L'chumra. We find Chumras because of Nishtana Hateva. Who says that you say Nishtana Hateva L'kula? That's the argument that's posed on Ramesha, but Ramesha stands in his, and he says that Lamaisa, the women are Mesulekas Damim. It's not a halacha Shem Sinai, Minekas Muberes. It's a halacha Mesulekas Damim. The Chazal have other examples. A woman is frightened that she's Mesulekas Damim. As a Kena's Mesulekas Damim. So here, Lamaisa, the women today, fact is, they're Mesulekas Damim. So this Tumu took on a life regarding a Tshuvas Night of Yehuda. And Rabbi Kivager has a similar tshuva. The Night of Yehuda is an incredible Night of Yehuda. Just historically, the kayach of the Night of Yehuda in Psak Halacha in his generation. Because I'm going to read to you Shaila and his Psak, and you can go crazy from this. It's a Mamzeri Shaila. Now listen to this. This is a Night of Yehuda Kama, Ebenezer, Simon Samach Tes. And the Night of Yehuda has the following Shaila. So this is a story. The Shaila is literally just a story. Adasa Isha b'kahal Kadisha Gedunk. Asher Shosa and Baila Sheva Shanim v'layalda. She's married 7 years, didn't have children. Vahi kashachola Baila Cholyai Asher Meisbay. V'ichbir Olav Cholyai. He became very sick and he died. During his last illness, he was in bed. Ad Shehoyu Anoshim Nechnosim V'yaitzim Etzlai. There were people with him constantly. V'hifkidu b'nei Achapura. They didn't want it to die alone, so they had Shomrim there on a constant basis. She had a period, went to the mikvah 3 days before he died. He was already very sick. He was in and out of consciousness. So the husband died Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Now this woman fell to Yibum. There was a brother, a cotton. She fell to Yibum. She had no children. Now again, Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the husband died. She went to the mikvah 3 days earlier. And the assumption seems to be there was no bee in those 3 days. There was Shomrim there all the time. And he was weak and he was in and out of consciousness. He left a small child. The 15th of Adar, she gives birth. Anybody good at math? How many months is it? When the husband died, you have 7 Tammuz of El Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teves Shvat. Half of Adar. You have 9.5 months from when he died. 9.5 months from when he died. And assuming that the last month there was no Bia. 10.5 months from when he died. And what are the odds, even if there was a bia, that after seven years, she became pregnant from...
The baby was born a day earlier.
One day earlier? Earlier, yeah, okay, good. Wait, that's not the whole story. He says that people have 3 times. He calls the 3 I found him that they're tiny. First of all, Madua Yikro La Mikra Chodosh at this Abra Kaida Maisai is a Mistaber that she became pregnant then. Elavada is this Abra Biznus. So that's Taina number 1. Ifana Beis. Ech Efshish in this Abra Bechai Yabal. Stamu Beres Becheskas Mesulekas Damim. Vaishne Shvuas Acham Isis Abal Pirsanida. They know 2 weeks after she gave birth, she had a period.
If he died,
she got a period again. So she had a period right before he died, a period after he died. Eifin Ashlishi, Ma'acha Shoshoshi Yomim Kaidin Mamaisai Tavla, Oskavar Hoyabaila Batachas Achalshus Kayach, Marev Chalyai, the Adam Dechlas of Yaitim Tadir, Obalaila Imidulai Shimer, Mistamalai Haisibi Yichonim Baila, Vim Kain and Nisabra Mibaila, Nisabra Kapadim Kaidim Shapir Sanida. The Yiberach Yudal Yavim Kaidim Atfilo, which is 17 days before he died. The Yizmash and the Sabra, Yud Gimel Iyar. So Yud Gimel Iyar to Tesvav Adar is already in the 11th month. So what are the odds? Now I started saying it's a Shaila Mamzeris. It's not a Shaila Mamzeris. It's a Shaila of a Shemeris. Shemeris. Rabbi Kivager Shaila is a Shaila Mamzeris. A similar Shaila.
Okay, but
Chazaka, right? Deal with it for such a while. Okay. Anyway, Rav Moshe, the Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Truva, which is more interesting because the Shal Nias, this is Truva Kuf Chav Ches, is about a man that's separated from his wife. He didn't die. He's separated from her. During the time they were separated, she became pregnant. And they knew somebody that they warned her about Yichud, about being Miyachid with her. The whole business. And Shalom Amzeris. And the boy, it's funny because the original Shiloh was asked, Rabbi Kiva Eger, right, they sent me the Shiloh when they got divorced, if you have to give a ksuba. Because she became pregnant during those months. So they asked him then, besides the ksuba, what's the din of the Vlad? He said, you'll ask when the baby's born. I guess we'll see how many months it is. So they didn't write me a letter until 20 years later. Now the baby is 20 years old, and it's asking me if he's a mamzer or not. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger writes it true. And he goes, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rabbi Yehuda go with the tkifus that a woman is becheskes kashrus, and the assumption is, as long as it's possible, even if it's unlikely, that she's nesabra mibayla, and therefore the child's not a mamzer, and therefore over here you're potter from evil. Would you want to marry the great-grandchild of that person? I don't know. At least in the case of Mamzeris. But that's what they... That's the,
9 months?
It's possible. Pregnancy could be more than 10 months. The Palmim up to a year, it says. Right? Anyway, what's Negeya us? So that's Rabbi Kivega's ask to give a psak if he's a Mamzer or not. Well, that was a Shaila. Okay. At any rate, what's the Ge'er us, the Ramesha Tumbles about these truvis, is they talk both, in both cases, the woman got a period after. He after he died, they after they separated. And the language, they tie it to Rabbi Kiva Eger, to Ramesha, that the Noda B'Yehuda says, even though she got a period, it could be she's pregnant from before. So you see, he doesn't assume that... Ramesha answers back in the letter, it's not a raya. Now, the Yehuda's Lashon in the Tshuva is that he asked Raifim, and Raifim tell him that women could get a period afterwards. And now his Lashon is that Raif women could get a period. Ramesha writes, even though it says Raif, not Yehuda, but if he wrote, he had to ask doctors if women get a period after they're expecting. And he writes, especially in those days, you don't go to doctors to give birth. You just went, you gave birth in the, you know, you went to the bedroom, gave birth, you came out and did the dishes. It was done without doctors. So he said they went to doctors, and they said, it was an unusual thing, not a usual thing. Or Ramesha argues back, I don't really know why it matters that much. It was usual in the time of Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Noda B'Yehuda. Even in those days it was usual. Today we know, not only physically, but medically, the way we understand the way women have periods today, that they will not have there's no shedding of the uterine lining, which causes the bleeding. And therefore, Ramesha's Psak, I think, stands with it. B'Mekai Meir Medes? I could do better. I can send it down to you. Sim Samach Tes. Nebuchadnezzar Aleph. And Rabbi Kiva Eger is Kuf Chav Ches in the first volume of Chuvos Rabbi Kiva Eger.
But women see today, women see sometimes they sit down during the pregnancy,
say that
down
later. Yeah, but alright, so there are women, they don't get a regular period. Alright, the Nebuchadnezzar writes that just because she went to the mikvah a few weeks after her husband died, who says she got a period? Maybe she just got ksamim. There is a bleeding that takes place. It is. What? Damleda is at the end of the pregnancy. Now there is something, there is a certain level of staining which sometimes takes place. They call it the first month. I remember the name of the saying. There's a type of bleeding which happens when the pregnancy takes place before the baby attaches itself to the uterus. The pregnancy takes place free floating, so to speak, between the egg and the sperm. And a little while later, the fertilized egg attaches itself to the uterine lining. That attachment to the uterus sometimes causes bleeding. I think they call it impregnation bleeding. that when it attaches itself, if it attaches itself in a spot that causes bleeding, there are women who will bleed the first month, but it's not a regular period. But it could be that neither, depending on how it comes out. It depends what happens. It depends how it comes out. It depends what happens. If it's staining, and the stain is a stain that's not tummy, then she doesn't have to go to the mikveh. What? There could be other reasons. Nothing. Okay. What? The first cycle. Yeah. You see, the very first cycle with chayshish, because usually you don't know she's pregnant. If she has a normal 30 to 35 day cycle, so she becomes pregnant 15, 20 days in, it's usually by the 30, 31st day you don't really know. So the first cycle with chayshish for. But after that, we're not chayshish, which is Ramesh's kula. Okay? Why she went to the mikveh? I don't know. It's the Lashon HaTshuva is Gampirsa Nida 2 weeks later. It doesn't say she went to the mikveh. So I don't know. There was a time, you know, women used to wear different clothing when they were staining. Right? A time when they couldn't afford good clothing, they did it. Poor people wore junky clothing when they were bleeding. And the good clothing they saved for when they weren't bleeding. The question of what to do with medication, my understanding is that you have to keep the calendar no matter what. There were certain things that happened that stopped the period, and you keep a calendar. So even though medication stops the period, my understanding is you keep the calendar anyway. Okay, now we get to Meinekes. So we finished with Muberes, we get to Meinekes. So
if
the first Dominic is to be Chashish the first month, even though they don't typically see. Now, in pregnancy, I could fool you. In pregnancy, she doesn't bleed. In nursing, I could fool you and say, nursing women don't get their periods, so therefore you're not chayshish. But I have to tell you the Gemara. There's a Gemara that talks, the Mishnah says, a minekes is not chayshish levesta. Why? Remeir and the Chachamim argue. Remeir holds, the reason a nursing woman doesn't have to be chayshish for a period is because dam nekar v'nase cholov. The woman's blood turns into milk. Now, what that means precisely, that the blood actually physically changes into milk, or it means whatever part of her body normally produces blood produces milk. Either way, whichever explanation you follow, but dam nekar v'nase cholov means she's not going to bleed. When she's nursing, she doesn't bleed. That's Remeir. The Chachamim say no. The reason a woman doesn't bleed for 2 years after birth, doesn't get her regular period, is because nizdazei agufa, childbirth is a traumatic event to the woman, and because nizdazei agufa, ein nafsha chayzeres aleha ad chav dalet chaydish. She doesn't come back to herself till 24 months, and that's the reason she's not chayshish, not because she's nursing, but because she is nizdazei agufa. What's an afkamina? It's because she's nursing in the Zayagufa. Afkamina, she's not nursing. Let's say the baby dies. The baby dies, she's not nursing. If you hold like Remeir, that's because of nursing, so now she should be chayshish for a vest. If you hold like the Chachamim, that's because of the Zayagufa. It should be in any event. So here, this is the idea that's brought here in the Shach and Taz. Let's see, Taz Yud, which we started earlier. Ayin sim kuf peitesh, shir huka obra. Atam shah zayin dom mitzvim bisha. V'chein bimeinei nikta. Afilu meisav lad. Even if the child died, the mitzayich tzar chevlei leida, evarim misparkim. Her evarim get shaken up, v'domeh mistalkim, v'einam chayzer mechof dalet chaydish. And a period doesn't come back until the chof dalet chaydish are up. And that's why we're not chayshish for a veset during the time that she's pregnant. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch said, just to finish the mechaber. Bimei minikta sheim chavtal et chadashim mishanay lavlad afilu meisavlad ain't zarch lifrei samach levesta afilu b'saych vesta muteres b'lay bedika. That she doesn't have to be pirish, and she's even mutin bia b'lay bedika. She doesn't need a bedika. She's totally mutter, because during the time that she's expecting, during the time that she gave birth,
she's mutter. Now this halacha has a Rav Moshe like partner to it too. Just like in pregnancy, there's Nikus Moshe that says nowadays it changed. Lagabi, this machloikis is an interesting lechem v'simla. Lechem v'simla is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch sefer on Hilchas Nida. And the lechem v'simla is in Kuf Pei Tes of Katan Nun Dalet. It's a little late, I was going to read the Lashon. Essentially, he says that nowadays we see like Rav Meir. What are we going to do? We see like Rav Meir. The women nurse, they don't bleed. They stop nursing, they bleed. Women nurse not faithfully, they augment with a bottle, they bleed a little bit. So Einenu Raya, he says, Taina is, I don't know, maybe it's Nishtana Ateva. Or maybe it's Ikvil Chesek Rav Meir. We see today that the women, that the Meinekes, the women are Meinekes, are, it's taken because of their, of the fact that they're nursing. So he does not come to a clear maskana. He's very noted to say that it's Nishtana Hateva. But or no, not Nishtana Hateva, his Lashon is that the Metzius is Oiska passing like a mayor. But at the end, he hopes Mashiach should come and answer. That's how he ends, that Zewa nearly is Daiti Ka'es, Achis, Geno Hashem is Baruch Ladas Tayv Mizeh. He doesn't say Mashiach. He says, until I'll know better, this is what I think. Now, be that as it may, we're noyig that a woman, as long as she doesn't expect a period, she's not chayshish for her vesa. As soon as she starts to get back a regular period, we begin to be chayshish for her vesa, at least for a vesa she eina kavua. For eina beinanis, as soon as she starts to get back her regular period. So that the number of chavdalat chaydesh is not something that we are sort of married to, that we stick to, because of this shaila. What? If she nurses more, it's interesting. Once she nurses more than chavdalat, are we going to be mekel? So to go so far to be mekel, his lashon is the lechem v'simla says we see women nurse more than 24. The still mesulekes damim. Says it's not shchiach for them to nurse longer. So it's not enough of a trial group to say that was certain it's this way. That's his lashon. Yeah, to be mekel more than 2 months.
Oh,
the minig, not to remarry. Oh, so that's an interesting thing. Look in the chavis in the shach yud ches heladika shach. You see shach chav dalet chudashim. Ayin even ezer yigimel sefiyot aleph dei chay desheber oil leminyan. Why does he have an Ibiyar in the 24 months? So the Shach says, look in Evin Ezer, you lose the month. If during the 24 months is an Adar Sheni, it doesn't count. You have 25 months. So the crazier place he Pesachuba brings, he says, Pliya, what's Evin Ezer? It's talking there that an Isha who's Meinekes doesn't marry for 2 years. A woman who's nursing a child does not get married for 2 years. So she shouldn't stop nursing. The kulab is manazel was samechan yudches chaydish, but the din of Shulchan Aruch is chavta al chadash. So zok to shach, look over there. Over there, you have to wait 25 months. The kasha is the crazy place he is. What are you talking about? There, it's because she's nursing. It has to do with nursing. So she nurses, daloch is an extra month. Why? Whatever reason. Why does that have to do? Here, we pass like a chachamim. If we were passing like a mayor, the dimya would make sense. But we pass them like the Chachamim. The reason here is because Nizdazei Agufa Veinechizeres Lenafsha Ad Chavdal Chaydish. Because the trauma of childbirth, her body doesn't get back to itself till 24 months later. So what's a raya from Dine Menekes to Dine Nizdazei Agufa? It's a Pella, the Dimyan. It seems to be a Pella. What's the Dimyan? To answer the Shach, we would have to say that since in the Machlokes remain the Chachamim, The Gemara says, what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is meis havlad. Why does it say nafkamina 25th month? So maybe we understand that there's no nafkamina of 25th month. But it's not satisfying. As Rishayim say, you can't make such diyukim unless the Gemara makes a diyuk that it said all the nafkaminas. And therefore it's a bit of a problem. It's an interesting thing. What's the rule? When do we say the extra month counts? An oval.
is 12 months. If Ad HaSheni is in the middle, it's still 12 months. What's the rule? So the rule is, wherever Chazal said a halacha in Chaydesh, Yud Beis Chaydesh Adelus, so it goes by months, not by year. Whenever they expressed it in years, a bar mitzvah is 13 years. 13 years, Ad HaSheni, you lose. Whenever they say years, you lose the month. And whenever they say months, you go by months. And Ad HaSheni. The interesting thing in Evan Ezra, Simeon Gimel, I believe it's in the Gemara there, he says, why is it a Shaila, Chaydesh Eber? Because in Masechtas Gittin, it brings this halacha, it says a lashon of Chof Dalet Chaydesh. And I think in Masechtas Nida, it says a lashon Dei Shanim. Since there are two members in the Gemara, that's why there's a whole tumult if the Chaydesh Eber is Min Aminyan or it's not Min Aminyan. But at least the klal is something we know.
Right?
What? No, it's by Miso also. There's a din of 24 months. You shouldn't marry me, Nekas Chavei, right?
Why? Because of the old husband, you shouldn't have any kindness against it.
Maybe. Okay.